Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judea. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read responsibly Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage in foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
River whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
Come now, regards the work of the Lord, what desolation God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to seize it all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. Now that every mouth has may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God, for no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the laws. For through the laws come the knowledge of sin, but now apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all who believe there is no distinction. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward and as a sacrifice of atonement and by his blood. Effective through faith, he did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous. He justified the one. Then what becomes of boasting is excluded. By what law? By that of works. No. By the law of faith. By faith apart from.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I think most of the St. Andrew's congregation can relate when I say that when I was younger, I really did not understand worship. I didn't understand why my mom forced me into a dress on Sundays, and then we got into the car, So I could sit in that big room at the place called church, not listening to what Pastor Paul or Pastor Julia were saying and bugging my parents. Then again, I was also 5 and couldn't use the word like in a sentence yet. However, as I grew, I began to understand and I learned. And the purpose of worship became much clearer, along with my relationship with God. But that wouldn't have happened without God's guidance and love appearing and playing out in my daily life, whether that was through the congregation of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, my family and friends, or just some random moment at school. Before I actually knew that Christianity was a thing, I was experiencing God's love through the congregation of St. Andrew's. I took the most basic example of this through my Sunday school teachers and classmates. I mean, there was no greater relief than running into the fellowship hall to talk to friends before Sunday school started. Sit down and we'd listen to our Sunday school teacher and our little lesson, and our teacher would explain the day's sermon and readings in a way that a child's brain might actually find interesting to listen to. I also saw God's love through the adult members of the congregation. I mostly spent time around members of St. Andrew's that weren't my parents when I was younger, before I began to withdraw into the youth room more frequently to play air hockey and show off my abysmal ping pong skills. There are a few congregation members that I remember talking to the most, and they were so kind and caring. They stick out in my memories, but that's probably because they made more frequent appearances. For the most part, I just remember everyone was so appreciative of everyone else, including their openness to everyone's ideas and their kindness to all members. Of course, God's love appears in more places than just our church. I see it every day in my family and friends. I see it in how much my friends care for each other. And I see it in every conversation and stupid idea. I see it in the trust my friends have in me to sit and listen to their rants and their problems and really, really hear them. Even in the simple action of one friend lending me her paintbrushes when I couldn't find the right one to use. I see it in my family too. At dinner, during a particularly funny conversation when we're laughing until our stomachs ache. When I'm playing video games with my brother and we're doing our best not to lose and teasing each other about the other's lack of skill. My parents are also some of people who support my religious education the most, and considering the fact that they drive me to church. I also see God's love in my daily life, primarily at school. I often see people dropping items in the hallways and others will stop to help them picking up their papers and pencils. I remember one day in 6th grade when a girl dropped her entire clarinet case down the stairs and 5 different band kids immediately ran over to gather things that fell out and making sure they were still working. At lunch, I had a lot of silly conversations with my friends. We had tons of laughs, and those were some of my favorite moments at school. Overall, God's love and support appeared everywhere at my school, excluding fights and the times the fire alarm was pulled. We all show God's love through our own actions. I think the way I show it in my friends is by supporting them. I've started to ride along with my friend while she goes on runs, weather permitting, helping to encourage her and carry her water. I always sit and listen if my friends need to rant to me, and I let them vent with no hesitation. I try to help my parents around the house when I can, and I try hard to make sure that they know how much they mean to me and how important they've been in getting me where I am today. I also want to help the church and the congregation as a thank you for everything it's done for me. I always thought I could never help the church the way it's helped me through the years, and I'm still not really sure I can pay it back, but I know I can try. There are many ways someone can help the church. Currently, I'm working to design a layout for the planters in the front of the church, and we're planting them with native plants and other flowers in order to spruce the area up and fill it with color. Sure, I think I'd enjoy working with the younger kids and helping them begin their own journey. All of this love and support I've felt throughout my life has gotten me where I am now, writing or reading a faith statement and preparing myself for confirmation. I owe so many people the thing they've done for me and how much they've taught me and their roles in helping me understand worship and my religious journey.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.